Republicans in the U.S. House are rejecting a plan to extend the popular payroll tax cut Americans are now getting. The bill that's dead in the water also includes extending long-term unemployment benefits to and aid to needy families. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The stalemate draws Congress closer to the end of the year when the tax break expires, and working Americans will see their taxes go back up about $1,000. Both of Alaska's senators voted for the measure on Saturday. The tally was overwhelmingly in favor and bipartisan, 89 to 10. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich agree they would have preferred a longer plan rather than the two-month temporary extension passed, but both say it was a move in the right direction because it would keep the payroll tax cut in place come January. And the bill includes something both were pushing for, the Obama administration's swift decision on an oil pipeline from Canada's tar sands through the lower 48. Senator Begich's press secretary in Anchorage, Julie Haskett.
The senator was pleased with what happened over the weekend, pleased in the sense that they got a deal, at least for 2 months, to extend the payroll and the unemployment tax cuts and have the Keystone Pipeline in there.
The deal that made it through the Senate looked like it would pass the House until Republican Speaker John Boehner announced Sunday that he no longer liked the bill and it didn't have enough GOP support. Julie Haskett says that's raised the ire of Democrats like her boss.
This was a bipartisan effort, overwhelmingly passed in Congress by both Republicans and Democrats in a negotiated deal, and now the House is just going to play games, politics as usual, just a few days before Christmas, which is really just too bad. And frankly, it's reckless and it's irresponsible.
Now there's a standoff in Congress, with the leader of Senate Democrats saying he won't call his chamber back to work next week, and the House refusing to move forward. Alaska's senators may be on board with the bill, but over in the other body, House Republican Don Young says he doesn't support it. While Julie Haskett directs blame at the House, Representative Young says the Senate is the dysfunctional body.
I'm tired of the Senate telling us what to do all the time. And that's all Harry Reid's been doing, you know, and he's got away with it. It's always the Republicans that don't want to work. We've said all along that, you know, we want to solve this problem.
Young likes that the bill speeds up the timeline for the White House to decide permitting on the Keystone Pipeline, something Republicans push for and won. He thinks it should go further and incentivize drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but GOP leadership didn't agree.
I'd put Anwar in the same thing. You really want to argue about something, but no, they wouldn't do that. They did this because they think it's a quicker solution to job creation.
The reason Don Young doesn't like this bill is because of its short two-month timeline. He says they should forge a longer deal. That's what Speaker Boehner is saying, too. Democrats are crying foul over that, though, because some Republicans didn't want to see the tax break continued at all. Still, Congressman Young says he doesn't want to keep having the same arguments every couple months. He says, get it done.
Why would you? It's sort of like slamming your fingers in a door and saying, oh boy, let's do that again 2 months from now. Once you get your hand out of it, you should leave it alone.
For now, though, the march toward the end of the year continues with no deal on the table. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.